好友亲朋能够参加我们第二个晚上的布道会。
Once again, we'd like to welcome all the new and old friends for joining us for the second night evangelical service.
我们要再次的邀请我们很认真、很努力、歌声美好的诗班的这边线上。
Once again, we'd like to invite our adult choir for Cerritos who has practiced really hard in preparation for tonight's rehearsal.
赞美天上的真神。
To offer up the songs and praise to Heavenly Father.
再请我们的叶传道在这边为神做见证。
Then we invite Preacher Ye to testify.
请诗班。
大家晚安。
Good evening to everyone.
欢迎各位来参加第二个晚上的布道会。
I'd like to welcome everyone who's here to attend the second night of our evangelical service.
我们感谢诗班的献唱。
Really, thank for the wonderful presentation by the choir.
他们美妙的歌声让我们能够存一个感恩的心。
That really their beautiful voices has brought us a very joyful and thankful heart.
让我们对天上神更有一个深刻的认识。
That we can have a truly and deeper understanding towards our Father in heaven.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来为他做见证。
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to testify for him.
昨天晚上我们提到，现在全世界呢，大概有192个国家。
Last night I shared with you there are a total of 192 different countries in this world.
其中大概有50几个国家处于战争的状态。
50 of these 192 countries are in war.
这些战争的国家带给人民很大的损失。
These countries that has war really brought a lot of loss and casualties to the people.
人民过着很贫穷的生活。
People live in poverty.
有的家庭破了。
Some families are broken.
因为父母亲有的被炸弹炸死。
Some parents has died from the war.
很多孩子变成无家可归的孤儿。
Many children became orphans.
很多孩子没饭吃。
Many children live day for day without having any food.
这个战争带给人类的噩耗。
Now this war really has brought a lot of woes to humankind.
但是除了这个五十几个国家以外的国家，是不是也是很平安呢？
So what happens to all the other countries besides these 50 countries who are in war?
像全世界金融大恐慌。
Now, if you look at the economy around the world right now, everyone is panic.
我还在非洲的时候看到报纸。
I recall when I was in Africa, I read on the news.
很多国家就干脆把证券行交易所关闭关门。
Now, many countries have closed down their financial institutes.
因为假如再继续营业的话，股票会一直跌。
Because the longer they stay in business, the more money they will lose.
人民真正失去平安的。
Now, if you go through war or the crash of the stock market, all these will take away your peace.
我们身为人，我们是人。
And today, being human being,
按照神的设计是非常有尊贵的。
According to the utmost design of God, we are very precious.
是要享受平安的。
We were designed to enjoy peace.
享受和平。那我们今天为什么会变成这个样子？
And perhaps you might ask yourself this question, why is it the world the way it is today?
就是人们没有做对的事情。
Because we are not doing the right thing we're supposed to do.
所以没有做对的事情就带给人们很大的灾祸。
Therefore, the consequence is each one of us must suffer.
大家各做其道。
Everybody does whatever is pleasing in their own eyes and walk their own path.
每个人认为他做的事情才是对的，别人做的是错的。
Everyone thinks they're always right and the others are always wrong.
因为今天神在重新邀请大家回到他的国度里。
For tonight, God once again invites all of us to come back to His kingdom.
来享受他所赏赐的平安。
To enjoy this peace He has established for all of us.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this is His promise.
我们是人。
We are humans.
我们值得享受平安。
We have the right to enjoy this peace.
晚上神要让我们再重新享受他平安。
Tonight you should enjoy this peace once more.
那我们值得去追求。
This is something worth pursuing.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
人要分成三个部分。
Human beings can be separated into three groups.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's first turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians, let's read chapter 5, verse 23.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23.
愿是平安的神亲自使你们成全成圣，又愿你们的灵魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边提到人有三个部分来组成。
Here talks about the composition of man.
一个是灵，第二个是魂，第三个是身子。
These three composed of spirit, soul, and our body.
这三个呢，构成一个完全的人。
If you put all three together, it composes a complete man.
所以一个人只要是少任何一个部分，他都不能够生存。
Therefore, one cannot live without having all three elements.
一个人只要是没有灵的话，
If today a man is without spirit,
他就变成好像疯子。
He will become an insane man.
他不能够生存。
It's very difficult to survive.
灵魂离开人，他就不能够生存。
If the soul is taken away, he will surely die.
没有身子的话，当然这个人就不存在的。
Of course, without a body, there is no form of existence.
因此，一个人呢，必须要有灵魂身子。
That's why a healthy human being must have a soul, spirit, and body.
既然神要让我们重新得重新回到他的国度里。
Today, God invites us to return His kingdom once more.
享受他所赏赐给我们的平安。
To enjoy this peace He's given us.
所以我们要追求神所给我们的平安。
Therefore, we must pursue this peace.
平安是摆在那里。
Peace is given.
但是我们要去追求。
But you and I have to pursue after it.
因此我们第一个要先追求灵里的平安。
Therefore, the first thing we should pursue is the spiritual peace.
那追求魂的平安。
And the peace for our soul.
再是追求身子的平安。
And lastly, the body peace.
灵的目的是做什么？
So what does it mean to pursue the spiritual peace?
灵的目的就是与神来沟通。
When having the spirit, we can communicate with God.
因为神是灵。
For God is spirit himself.
我们这个肉体啊，没有办法来跟神沟通。
Living this physical world, we cannot communicate directly with him.
我们必须用灵来跟神沟通。
Therefore, we speak to him through spirit.
因为神把灵啊放在人的内心。
For God has placed a spirit in each one of us.
那人要把这个神所赏赐的灵保持干净。
Now we have to keep the spirit that he has given us clean.
因为这个灵要检查我们内心呢。
For the spirit that he has given us will examine our heart.
要看看我们所做的事情是对还是不对。
And to examine whether we do is according to his will or not.
因为神要我们去做对的事情。
Because God wants us to do what is right.
才配得享受他的平安。
So therefore we will walk in accordance with his peace.
因为他就把灵啊放在我们内心。
That's why he places spirit in us.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言十九章
Proverbs chapter 19
箴言二十章
Excuse me, verse 20
箴言二十章二十七节
Book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27
箴言二十章二十七节
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27
人的灵是神的灯鉴察人的心腹
The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
人的灵是从神来的。
Now we know the spirit of man comes from God.
神把灵放到人的心里。
God put the spirit in you.
要替神来检查我们的内心啊，我们的心思意念。
So the whole purpose is to search all our inner thoughts and deeds.
这个也就是我们的良心。
This can be compared to our conscience.
每一个人都有良心。
That's why you and I both have conscience.
但是良心呢，有的是已经被蒙昧了。
Unfortunately, some of our conscience are being blinded.
我们有人说啊，良心被狗咬去的，其实不是被狗咬，是被蒙昧的。
There is a saying that your conscience has been eaten by dogs, which means your conscience are blinded.
因此保罗他说啊，
Therefore,
我自己贬低自己呀、
啊。I encourage myself.
对神对人，我都有无愧的良心。
Whether it's towards man and God, I should have a blameless conscience.
有时候我们认为啊，对人呢、啊、都有良心呢、啊。
Sometimes we feel it's easy to have conscience against everyone.
对神就不一定、啊。
But what about against God?
因为神是圣洁的
For God is holy
我们人也要圣洁
We must be holy as well
他就人啊怎么有办法像神那么圣洁呢
So that you might ask How can we be as holy as God
我们请看约伯记
Let's turn to the book of Job
约伯记二十五章。
Job chapter 25。
啊，诗篇的前面，约伯记。
The book before a book of Psalm, book of Job.
二十五章第四节到第六节。
25, that's read verse 4 to 6.
约伯记二十五章第四节。
Job chapter 25, verse 4.
这样在神面前人怎能够称义，妇人所生的怎能洁净呢？第五。
Five.
在神眼前呢，月亮也无光，星宿也不清洁。第六。
Six.
何况如床的人，如蛆的世人呢？怎么说啊，人在神面前怎么能够称义呢？
Here says, how then can man be righteous before God?
义的相反就是不义啊。
So the opposite of righteous is unrighteous.
不义就是罪。
Unrighteous are sin.
人都是有罪的。
We as human beings, we all are sinners.
所以这边圣经形容人啊，就像虫，就像蛆。
Therefore, the Bible compares mankind as maggots and worms.
虫跟蛆啊，我们都很不喜欢看。
Of course, nobody likes to be close to maggots and worms.
可能我们年轻人不知道什么是蛆。
Perhaps some of you do not have any idea how maggots look like.
在乡下地方啊，可能可以看到蛆。
Now, if you go to the countryside, it is a very, especially in Africa.
卫生环境比较差的国家还是可以看得到。
In a place that's not so sanitized, you will see maggots as well.
那圣经形容人就是像那个蛆一样。
Now, look at how the Bible describes man as. It describes man as maggots.
我们不喜欢看。
Something that's not pleasing.
很不干净。
Very unclean.
那人就是像这样子。
We are just like maggots.
当有人肯定会反对说，我怎么是像这样子呢？我会很干净啊。
Because some of you might be saying this, how can I be compared to maggots? I am very clean.
可是当我们打开了我们心，把心拿
出来。But when we open our hearts and look inside,
用神的标准来照一照。
Let's shine through it with the guidance of God.
我们也是有黑暗的一面呢。
Under His laws and regulations, we are
half dark.
We are selfish.
我们有嫉妒啊。
We have envious.
我们有愤怒啊。
We have anger.
我们有那种淫乱的心呢。
We have sexual thoughts.
这些都是罪。
All these are sins.
虽然是我们隐藏在内心。
Even though they're hidden inside our hearts.
但在内心也是罪啊。
Even that, so it's still considered sin.
只是没有表现出来而已。
You just haven't shown it yet.
恨人也是罪啊。
Did you know that hate people consider sin?
但是法律上不能够判你有罪啊。
Of course, under the laws we have today, you are not considered criminals.
当你恨到极点的时候，你去动手去伤害别人，就是罪。
When you have hate someone to the point you actually harm that person, and that's considered.
那法律就能够定你有罪啊。
Then the law under the law system, you can become a criminal.
可是在这个以前，在心理的状态、心理不平衡的状态，法律不能够判你有罪。
But before that, you are considered sinless if you merely hate people in your heart.
但是那个是不好的。
But we know that's not the right thing to do.
我们谁没有生气过？谁没有嫉妒别人呢？
Which one of us has never gotten angry or have envy towards others?
就是人的心啊，是很黑的。
Because the hearts of human are often dark.
所以人的心啊，人就好像是蛆一样啊。
That's why, in a way, we can be compared to maggots.
很不值得一看的。
We are unworthy to be looked at.
没有人喜欢接近的。
We are someone that no one wants to be close to.
因为世人啊，普通人，我们身为人怎么能够称义？
Because being human beings ourselves, how can we justify ourselves?
用人的办法是没有办法达到的。
Now it is impossible by human being.
我们在修炼啊，以前有那个啊修道士啊。
Some before we have some scholars who cultivate themselves.
曾经有个修道士。
There's once a scholar.
他自己做一个柱子。
Now he made himself a pillar.
这个量尺啊，量尺四方。
And then he will put a huge rock on the top.
这个几尺四方啊
？Two by two.
这个大概还不到量尺 ，two by two， 这个还不到。
Two by four. I don't think the podium I have in my hand is that size.
大概是稍微大一点啊。
So it's a little bit bigger.
他在做一个柱子这样子大。
So this is the size and the diameter of the pillar.
从十尺开始
，starting from 10 feet.
然后呢，每一年呢、啊、就增加，每一年增加几尺。
So every year, what he did was he will add on more height on top of it.
他就是坐在上面修道。
What he does is he will train himself and cultivate himself on top of the pillar.
然后一直增加，一直增加，增加到60尺。
And every year he will increase the height until one year he hit 60 feet.
他要离开世界以前，他就是在那个60尺高 两尺见方的地方，在那边修道，在那边生活。
So right before he left this world, he spent majority of his life on a 60 feet pillar, which is measured 2 by 2.
那他表面上看起来他是很修道，他的这个修行很好啊。
Now, if you look at him, you might say he's a man of high stature and high cultivation.
可是我请问大家，他念心在想什么？谁知道
？Now, let me ask you this question: Do any of you know exactly he's thinking?
念心只要是一翻开的话
，Now perhaps you dig into his heart.
像虫，像蛆呀。
It's just like maggots and worms.
所以用人的方法达不到的。
Therefore, it's impossible to measure under the means of humans.
因此，必须用神的方法。
That's why we must rely on God.
因为神既然邀请大家来享受他的平安
，For God since invited all of us to come and enjoy His peace.
他就要独特的方法来让大家能够进来。
Now He has a special way and invitation for you all.
那个独特的方法是什么呢
？So what is that special way?
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5, let's read verse 6.
五章六节。
5 or 6.
因此我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为罪人死。第七。
Verse 7.
为义人死啊，是少有的；为人人死啊，或者有敢做的。第八。
Verse 8.
只要基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。第九。
Verse 9.
现在啊，我们既靠着他的血得以称义啊，请注意，靠着他的血称义。
That we can be justified by his blood.
就要更要借着他免去神的愤怒。第十。
Verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好。这边提到与神和好。
It talks about having been reconciled.
既和好，就更因他的生得救了。十一。
11.
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督与神和好，就也与借着他与神为乐。神的办法是什么呢？
So what is the way and methods of God?
神的办法就是借着基督耶稣基督耶稣的血让我们得以称义。
His method is through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be justified.
因为他被钉在十字架上。
For he was crucified on the cross.
流出他的宝血来洗去我们的罪。
He shed his precious blood to wash away our sin.
因为血是无价的。
Because blood is priceless.
要怎么来除去人的罪？只有用他的血。
And that's the only way that can wash away our sin.
我们就借着洗礼。
Through baptism we have today,
洗去我们罪啊。
Our sins are forgiven and washed away.
因为圣经告诉我们
For the Bible tells us,
悔改、洗礼、洗去我们罪。
Once you have repented, you go through baptism, your sins will be removed.
难道叫被称义？
Then you can be called just.
称义就是一个完全人啊。
To be justified, which means you are considered perfect man.
那我们要去河海江西接受洗礼。
Now today we must baptize in the living water.
我们称为活水的洗礼。
That's why we call a baptism of living water.
为什么要接受活水的洗礼？
Why is it that we have to go through living water to baptize?
不是在会堂的后面呢，就要做一个池子。
Why is it that we do not just dig a well behind the pulpit and have baptism?
那就在里面洗礼。
And we could baptize inside.
也不像喷几滴啊，做个代表一试一试。
And we do not perform water baptism by sprinkling water either.
因为神的慈爱啊。
Because the mercy of God.
他的血啊，只要我们相信他的话，他的血一直在我们身上，这一辈子都有功效。
Now, as long as you believe in Him, His blood will have this forgiving effect on us throughout our lives.
只要我们承认我们的罪。
As long as we admit that we are sinners.
他就赦免我们的不义啊。
That He will forgive our unrighteousness.
所以就借着耶稣呢，免去神的愤怒。
That through the sake of Jesus, our wrath in the eyes of God are removed.
因为我们以前不认识神呢。
For before we do not know Him.
跟他做仇敌。
We are enemy against Him.
现在借着耶稣基督。
Now through the through Jesus Christ.
我们要与神和好。
We should be reconciled with Him.
与神和好就是要有三方面呢。
And there are three aspects as to how we can reconcile with Jesus.
第一方面是神，第二方面是我们人。
The first aspect is God Himself. The second aspect lies on earth.
耶稣基督就是作为中保。
And Jesus Christ served as a mediator.
因此借着他能够与神和好。
Therefore, through Him, we can reconcile with God.
我们再请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter
2. 第二章十二节。
Chapter 2, let's read verse 12.
第二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关了、啊、在以色列国民以外在所应许的诸约是局外人并且活在世上没有指望没有神你们从前远离神的人如今神啊如今啊却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了
verse 13 14
因他使我们和睦将两下合而为一拆除了中间隔断的墙15 而且以自己的身体啊，废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此变成了和睦。16 记在十字架上面的冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。17 并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也就是那近处的人，因为啊，我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到天父的面前。
And 18，
这边提到我们以前呢、啊、是局外人。
Here talks about before we are merely strangers.
因为我们也不是犹太人。
For we are not Jews.
耶稣传福音呢、啊，本来就是传给犹太人。
When Jesus was preaching, originally he preached to the Jews.
但是犹太人他们没有接受。
Unfortunately, the Jews did not accept him.
因此这个。福气就临到我们这些不是犹太人的成为外邦人
Therefore the gospel and its blessings came upon the Gentiles
我们以前没有神的观念、啊、
Now before none of us has this concept of God
你看我们的老祖宗、啊、是拜多神、啊、什么都是神、啊、
If you look at our very very old ancestors they would worship anything as God
以色列人犹太人他们是拜独一的神
Not as usual as a nation they worship the one true God
我们以前跟这位独一的神、啊、没有关系的
Therefore before we have no relationship with this one true God
现在呢不一样呢
Now it's different
我们借着耶稣的血
Because through the blood of Jesus we can reconcile with him
就能够来跟神亲近来和睦
Then we can draw close to him and make a covenant
圣经说、啊、因为他是我们的和睦
For the Bible tells us he is our reconciliation
耶稣基督就是我们的和睦
He is our reconciliation, Jesus Christ.
因此我们来靠近耶稣的话，我们就有和睦。
Therefore, if we draw close to Jesus, we shall have this peace.
就能够享受他的平安。
We shall enjoy this peace of Him.
能够免去神的愤怒。
And to take away and remove the wrath of God.
因此今天晚上耶稣基督要成为我们的好朋友。
Therefore, tonight Jesus should be your friend.
他真正要把平安赏赐给我们。
He wants to give us His true peace.
耶稣基督既然把平安赏赐给我们。
Since Jesus is willing to give us this peace.
没有人再能够对我们怎么样。
No one can ever harm us.
没有人会欺负我们。
No one will bully against us.
非洲的乃基里亚奈吉利亚啊，乃基里亚这个国家有一对母子的信徒。
Now we have a family of a mother and a son living in Nigeria, Africa.
他们两个母子啊，要到一个地方啊，坐计程车。
One day, the mother took her son on their way to take a taxi.
那坐计程车里面已经有几个人了。
At that time, there were already a few passengers inside the taxi.
因为啊，计程车啊，就大家一起坐，所以一起分摊了。
And because everyone shares the ride, therefore they share the expense as well.
可是这两个母子的信徒呢，他们坐着坐啊，那觉得好像不大对劲啊。
But these two members of ours, this mother and son, as they were traveling in a taxi, they felt something was not right.
怎么计程车开到一个很偏僻的地方啊？
They questioned how come the taxi driver drove them to the countryside.
当他们开到一个很偏僻的地方以后，
So when they came to a place of no man,
这些人都下车了。
Everyone got off the car.
下车以后，
Once they got off the car,
里面的所有的三个男生啊，
The three men that were riding along with them,
他们都拿着很长的刀啊，
They took up some very long sword.
他们非说那个刀啊，大概是两尺长啊。
Now, if you look at the sword they have, it's about 2 feet long.
砍柴也是用那个刀。
This is the exact wood they use to chop the wood. And this is how they use to threaten you.
砍椰子也是用那个刀。
They use the same sword to cut coconut trees.
那个小学生啊，去学校也是带着那个刀。
And when they go to school, even if they're elementary school, they're equipped with a sword too.
而且他们有时候小学生啊，在边走路啊，边这样挥啊。
So I recall when I was there, you could see elementary school students, they would wave their swords as they're playing around. I was afraid.
这些学生拿这个刀是在做什么?
So ask them, what are they doing with the sword?
要是在美国的话,
because you cannot do here in the state.
他们说这是割草,那些学生啊,
so they told me, because this today is the first day of the school, they have to cut the grass.
因为那个长刀对他们来说是很,
because it's very usual for them to carry a sword with them.
所以那个三个大汉啊,就是拿着刀就下来。
So these three men that were riding along with them got off the taxi and took out their sword.
就准备要抢这对我们信徒这对母子啊。
So what they were going to do was to rob these two members of ours.
三个人就拿着刀就拿在手上啊。
So three of them waved the sword in the air.
准备要砍他们。
They're ready to slash.
他们这两个人啊,觉得,哇,无助啊,怎么办啊?
Now to them back then, they had no help and didn't know what to do.
他们想到神啊,耶稣啊,是他们的朋友。
All of a sudden, they recall that Jesus is their friend.
神是他们的和睦啊,是他们的平安啊。
Jesus is their peace.
他们相信圣经的应许。
They believe the promises in the Bible.
所以他们就跪下祷告。
So what they did was they knelt down and prayed.
主啊,帮助我们啊,怎么办?
Oh Lord, please help me because I don't know what to do.
祷告一阵子以后,
after they prayed,
他们睁开眼睛看,
they opened their eyes.
这三个人啊,所以保持那个姿势。
They saw that these three men
倒着就是原来这样子不动,
remain frozen in action.
这怎么,他动不了啊?
Because they cannot move.
后来他们就去报警察。
Then they were able to get away and report to the police.
当警察来的时候, 这三个人还是保持这种姿势。
Now when the police arrived, these men were still frozen in motion.
当警察把他们捉到监狱的时候, 刚开始还是保持这个姿势。
Now initially when they were in prison, at first they could still not move.
过了一会儿才能够移动啊。
After a while, they obtained the body movements.
所以耶稣基督真的是我们的朋友。
So Jesus is indeed our friend.
是我们的和睦,我们的和平啊。
He's our peace.
有他我们就要平安啊。
With him on our side, we should have
peace.
Because this is something God promised. That's why we're here tonight. When we come here tonight, we come here to enjoy his peace. In order to receive this peace, we need to come and understand and know him. We need to make peace and go through baptism. Then his peace will come to us.
那我们先来谈,我们刚刚谈到与灵和睦,追求灵里的和睦。
Now I first share with you how to have peace in the spirit.
那我们来看神怎么来跟我们和睦呢?
So let's look at how can God have peace with us.
我们再请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter
3. 神与我们和睦就是要让我们来效法他怎么来与人和睦。
One of the ways God will make peace with us is to teach us how to reconcile with men. Chapter
3,
verse
25.
Whom God sent forth to be a provision of his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed.
我们今天呢,
now today we live in a society that's very unstable.
神有怜悯的心肠,
God is very merciful. For he thinks of all ways to save us.
所以他的设立耶稣为挽回祭,
therefore he set Jesus up as a forbearance.
凭着耶稣的血,借着人的信,
that through the blood of Jesus, through the faith of man.
So that's
why we need to go through his blood to wash away our sins.
我们去洗礼的时候,因为圣灵的运行啊,就把水变成主耶稣的宝血能够洗净我们。
When we go to the baptismal site through the work of the Holy Spirit, it turns water spiritually into his blood. But one thing that cannot be lacked is the faith of man. Now today, if you do not believe that Jesus has the power to give you peace, then you will not have it. I recall this year, about March time,
我在, Tampa 教会,
I was in Tampa, Florida.
有个年轻人啊,
there was a young man.
信徒, 他去看车展,
so a brother of ours who went to the auto show,
然后要回来的时候,回家的时候,他就在路途上,就要进去一个汉堡店吃汉堡。
So what happened was on his way home, he went to a fast food restaurant to get some food to eat.
那个汉堡店呢,那个时候只有他一个客人了。
And just so happened that he was the only customer at that time.
那个地方啊，他没有想到说会发生什么抢劫的事情。
So if you ask him if you ever expect a robbery to occur, he will probably tell you not.
所以他说他进去吃汉堡啊。
So he went inside and ordered his burger and he sat there and ate.
他买好了汉堡以后要出来的时候。
Upon escorting out of the restaurant,
刚有一个呢，就拿着枪啊，要进去抢劫。
There was a robber with a gun in his hand in the middle of committing a robbery.
那个人啊，就站在门口。
That man was standing right at the door.
啊，他枪呢就指着啊店员呢。
And of course, the gun was pointing at the cashier.
他说不能动。
He said freeze.
那我们这个弟兄呢，刚好是在抢匪跟店员的中间呢。
And where was our brothers? He was right in between the robber and the cashier.
哇，这下是要子弹打出去，刚中两个人呢。
So of course, if the gun was fired right now, both of them would be hit.
这个弟兄他心里面就哇很紧张。
So he was extremely nervous.
就赶快祷告，心中默祷。
So he prayed in his heart.
然后他决定啊，要慢慢移动，慢慢移动啊，走出去的。
So he decided that he will move slowly.
他在移动的时候啊，那个强匪啊就好像没有看到他。
But what happened was when he was moving slowly, he realized the robber did not see him.
强匪的枪呢还是指着店员。
Now he was still pointing the gun at the cashier.
啊，只等到他完全很安全的走出去。
All the way until he safely exited out of the building.
那不久以后啊，他不敢回头看呢。
And of course, he dared not to turn back.
但是他开车出去的时候。
As he drove away,
不久就他就看到很多警车来呀。
And he saw many cops came.
所以你看，耶稣就是我们的和睦啊。
Now look at this. Jesus is our peace.
会保护我们。
He will protect us.
我们要相信。
But we must believe.
所以借着人的信，要显明神的义。
It says through the belief and faith of man, his righteousness will be revealed.
那他用忍耐的心呢，宽容人先时所犯的罪。
That because of his forbearance, he has suffered through what we have committed before.
那神怎么来主动跟我们和睦呢？
So how did God stir up his reconciliation with us?
神怎么来主动跟我们做好朋友？
God wanted to take the first initiative to become our friends.
这么提到两个关键字。
He talks about two key words.
第一个关键字是忍耐。
First is forbearance.
啊，宽容。第二个是宽容。
And we need to have this heart of bearing.
所以要与人和睦的话，必须要忍耐，还要宽容啊。
So if you want to have peace with man, first you must endure, then you must bear.
所以神就要自己设下榜样。
That's why God set an example himself.
让我们用他的榜样呢，知道怎么去与众人和睦。
That following his example, we will know exactly how to make peace with others.
宽容的英文字啊，就是跳过、越过。
To be able to forbear, which means to pass and not to look back.
所以神呢就跳过我们的过犯，就不看我们的过犯。
That's why God often looks over our sin.
他都忽略了，他都看不到我们过，不去看呢。
He will not look at our sin.
啊，就是他有这样宽容的心呢。
That's why he has this love.
因此我们与人也要做些和睦。
Therefore, whenever we seek peace among men,
也是要忍耐宽容的心。
We need to have a heart of forbearance and endurance.
啊，圣经说啊，宽恕乃是人的荣耀啊。宽恕人的过失就是我们的荣耀。
The Bible tells us to be able to forbear and forgive shall be our own glory.
那我们来看箴言十九章。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章的十一节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
箴言十九章十一节。
Proverbs 19, verse 11.
人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失啊，便是自己的荣耀。
The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and it's to his glory to overlook a transgression.
宽恕意思就是忽略啊，不去看他。
To forgive, which means you overlook.
就是啊，跳过去的。
To pass by it.
啊，不能够踩到。
And not to step on it.
一踩到就会受伤。
Because as soon as you step on it, you will cause harm.
因此我们对人的过犯呢，不能够踩下去的。
Therefore, if others sin against you, you cannot step on it.
啊，跳过去。
Try to jump away.
就是我们自己的荣耀。
If you can overcome it, jump over it, it will become your own glory.
宽恕人的过失就是我们与众人和睦的第一步了。
And to be able to overcome and have transgressions and forgive others is the first step to build peace with others.
宽恕不简单了，宽恕必须要牵涉到忍耐啊。
Of course, it's not easy because now you must have patience.
啊，有一个真实的故事啊，一个做父亲的人啊，他买了一部啊新车。
Now this is a true story I want to share with you. One day a father bought a new car.
Mercedes 的新车啊，
什么 Mercedes?
3350。
I think it's a 3 series.
应该是对啊，三五零啊。
嗯。
啊，这个新车啊，这个做父亲的人啊，他很爱好这个车子。
So because this is a brand new car, this father really treasured the car.
所以当父亲呢、啊、开车啊，下班开车回来以后
，So one day on his way back home，
做父亲的这个回来啊，他一定是洗车子。
And the first thing he does is he will wash his car，
因为他很珍惜，很爱护。
For he really treasures this car。
啊，有一天呢、啊，这个父亲呢、啊，很非常忙碌啊，非常累的。
So one day he was very occupied and very very tired。
所以当他下班回来以后
，So normally he came back home from work。
他这个小儿子啊，就很热心呢、啊。
So his younger son after his deal，
大概五六岁的孩子啊，非常热心，就说：“爸爸，那我替你洗车。”
So his son was only 5 or 6. Seeing his father so tired, he said, "Dad, why don't I wash the car for you today?"
啊，爸爸当时说好啊，孩子很懂事啊，五六岁就懂得替爸爸洗车，替爸爸分劳啊。
Of course, he's very happy because now his young son knows how to take care of his dad.
说好，没问题，儿子你就去洗。
So he said, "Go ahead, son."
哎，儿子就找不到洗的东西啊，不知道用什么东西洗、啊。
Of course, he does not know how to wash the car.
爸爸也没有交代。
Dad didn't tell him how to wash the car either.
这个儿子就想到，哎，我妈妈在刷那个锅子，说用那个铁刷、啊。
So what came to his mind is when mom washes the dish, he used the scrub.
他五岁的孩子就赶快冲到厨房。
So what he did is he rushed into the kitchen.
然后铁刷就很高兴。
He found the scrub.
啊，就出来了。
And guess what? He came out.
装上这个水龙头。
He
喷几下，
He holds the car.
哇，就开始洗呀。
He starts to scrub.
哇，刷刷刷。
And he scrubbed up and down the car.
刷好了以后
，When he's done,
他觉得哇，哎，车子怎么变成这个样子了？怎么都是痕迹呀
？He was very surprised how come there are marks on the car everywhere.
啊，他觉得事情不对了。
Then he realized, oops,
就哭着去告诉爸爸。
Then he went up to his dad and cried.
爸爸说怎么回事
？Dad was like, what's going on?
爸爸，你去看呐、啊，看呐、啊，看呐、啊。
Why don't you take a look at the car, Dad?
什么事情？车子应该不会被撞啊，在家里怎么会被撞
？How the car cannot be hit, right? It's parked in the driveway.
儿子说啊，爸爸，对不起呀、啊，这个去看你就知道。
So I'm really sorry. Why don't you just take a look?
哇，爸爸一看以后。
Upon seeing the car,
哇，整部车啊，都是伤痕啊，都是那个被刮过的痕迹呀、啊。
Now the whole car is filled with smears and scratches.
哇，爸爸这个时候到底要怎么办
？So at that time he didn't really know how to react.
要骂他也不是。
He didn't know whether he should scold him.
他很生气啊，因为这个是刚买的新车啊。
Because he's very mad. This is a brand new car.
啊，这个爸爸是基督徒啊。
Now this dad was a Christian.
哇，他就赶快祷告啊。
So what he did was he said a quick silent prayer.
啊，祷告完以后。
After he finished,
他就告诉儿子
，He told his son,
说儿子啊
，Hey buddy,
爸爸爱你胜过爱车子
，I love you more than the car.
所以爸爸有种宽恕的心
，Therefore I will forgive you.
但是宽恕必须要忍耐啊
，Of course this forgiveness comes from endurance.
因为当时他看到他新车都是充满着这个被刷过的痕迹以后
，Because at that time he saw his car after it's all scratched up.
心里面是很生气啊
，Of course he was furious.
很舍不得啊
，He felt that he's lost a lot of things.
他可能很想揍儿子一顿啊。
Perhaps he wanted to beat him up.
但他很忍耐，哇，这个很忍耐啊，这个祷告啊，主啊，怎么办呢、啊、
？But he held all his emotions within while he prayed to the Lord, asking what he should do.
所以宽容要加上忍耐。
Therefore, forbearance must come from endurance.
所以这个父亲就告诉孩子。
So he told him,
说不追究了
，It's okay.
所以这个事情啊，就被登录啊，被记在书里的。
So such incident story was recorded, in a book.
啊，这是一个很感人的故事。
This is a very touching story.
因此要追求与众人和睦。
Today, if you want to find peace with all,
一定要宽恕别人的过失。
You must be able to forbear other sins and transgressions.
大家注意，宽恕同时一定要加上忍耐。
But you have to understand, in order to do that, you must have patience.
要有忍耐的功夫啊。
To go through this trial of patience.
因为当时啊，你会觉得很生气啊。
Because at that time, we'll be very agitated.
你会觉得自己很有道理啊。
You feel that you're always right.
你被欺负啊。
Because others have done wrong against you.
你想要反驳啊。
You want to pay back.
但是呢，要忍耐。
But we must hold it in.
不计较别人的过失
And not to look at the transgressions.
我们与神和睦以外，还要与众人和睦
Besides making this peace with God, we also need to make the same peace with men.
要与众人和睦，第二个要件就是要谦卑
Second element of achieving such peace is to be humble.
我们请看腓立比书
Turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2,
第三节
Verse 3.
腓立比书第二章第三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
第三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑啊，个人看别人比自己强。第四。
Verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事。不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。第五
，Verse five，
应当以基督的心为心。基督的心是什么
？So what is the mind of Christ？
基督的心呢、啊，就是谦卑的心呢、啊。
The mind of Christ is that of humbleness。
我们再请看第六节
，Three verse six，
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。第七
，Verse seven，
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形式，成为人的样式。第八
，eight，
既然有人的样子，自己就要卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这个就是救恩的来源呢、啊。
So this is the origin of salvation。
我们刚讲过，耶稣啊，就是我们的和睦。
Previously we have talked about Jesus is our peace and reconciliation。
为什么主耶稣会成为我们的和睦
？Now how is it that he became our reconciliation？
因为他谦卑自己，他虚己，倒空自己。
For he first emptied himself and became humble。
他本来是很尊贵的人呢、啊。
Now originally he was his almost、
啊、他本来是神、啊、
king. He was the ruler of the master.
但是他
universe
不认为啊他是神。
But he regarded himself as nothing.
他是很高高在上的。
He was once above all.
但是呢他觉得自己降低，把自己降到最低点。
But he has humbled and lowered himself to the lowest point.
谦卑才能够与众人和睦啊。
Humility brought him peace with all.
那今天呢，社会上啊没有教导我们这个道理呀、
啊。Today you will not find such teachings in this society.
今天的教育是教导我们要怎么来膨胀自己。
Today what they teach us is individualism and how you prove yourself better.
怎么来化妆自己
？How to mark yourself up？
啊，根据一项网络的调查
，According to an internet survey I read online，
现在求职的人呢，网络求职的人，因为现在都是用那个电子的履历表哈，所以网络求职的人呢。有38%的人啊，吹嘘自己的履历表啊。
Now, everyone in this society likes to seek jobs online. 38% of those who seek jobs online has made up, or somehow enhanced the resume.
本来可能只有一年的经验。
Originally, perhaps they only have 1 year of experience.
那履历表就是我有五年的经验。
Now, if you look at the resume, it will say 5 years.
因为今天的人就把自己当成是很了不起啊。
Because today we learn how to mark ourselves up.
那每一个人都觉得自己很了不起。
Everyone thinks he is all that and all these.
这个社会就不能够安详啊。
Now, if we all live together like this, we will not have peace.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6.
十一章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6.
豺狼必与绵羊同居，以赛亚书十一章第六节。豺狼必与绵羊同居啊，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群。小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小孩同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样。第八，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿呢必按锁在毒蛇的穴上。第九
Nine.
在我圣山的偏处了，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识主的知识、啊、要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般、啊、这边提到很多各种不同的动物。
Now right here you see many descriptions of different animals.
豺狼绵羊、啊、
The wolf, the lamb, the leopard、
啊、
and the goat
这些都要关在一起。
All these are caged together.
我们经常看电视那个录影的记录。
Now today, if you look at the TVs,
我们看那个狮子啊，怎么样它去追羊羔
？You look at how the lions capture its prey.
连那个狮子也会吃牛啊。
Even the lions will eat oxen.
可是这边呢，却是啊，它能够在一起啊。
But what you see right here is they live in harmony.
甚至孩子呢，能够在那个毒蛇的洞口那边玩耍。
Even the young ones can lie on the dens of the vipers and cobras.
假如我们是孩子父母亲的话。
Today, if you're the parent,
你的孩子啊，去那个毒蛇的洞口玩耍，你一定赶快叫他回来。
What would you do if you find your child playing in the holes of cobra?
可是，在神的圣山上，这一切都不害人呢、啊。
But on the holy mountain of God, all these should become harmless.
狮子是百兽之王啊。
Now the lions are the kings of animals.
啊，是不是一吼的话，大家都很害怕
？Because every time they roar, everyone is afraid.
因为它地位很尊贵啊。
Because they have a status.
可是它被关在这里啊，它那个尊贵就不见了。
But once they are in cage, the glory goes away.
啊，毒蛇也很厉害啊。
Even the vipers are very poisonous.
它会伤人，那个毒蛇会咬人呢、啊。
They can bite you.
但是它还把它那个就拿掉了。
But even that was taken away.
因此大家能够和平相处。
Therefore, you can see this harmony between everyone.
虽然大家来自不同的背景
even though everyone comes from a different background and culture,
教育背景也不一样，文化背景也不一样。
We share different culture and educational backgrounds.
经济背景也不一样。
You and I have financial different status.
但是他们都能够相处在一起。
Yet everyone can live in harmony.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为认识神的知识要充满遍地啊。
For the understanding of God shall dwell along the land.
他们认识神都能够谦卑下来。
Everyone knows God can humble themselves.
他们跟神比较，神是万能。
Because compared to God, He is Almighty. We are nothing.
那我们有什么呢？
Who are we?
所以他们就能够谦卑。
Therefore, they humble themselves.
能够谦卑，就能够与众人和睦。
Once you can humble yourself, you can have peace among all.
那我们还要与自己和睦啊。
And of course, we need to reconcile with us.
我们要与神和睦，与神和好。
We reconcile with God.
我们要与众人和睦。
We reconcile with others.
我们要与自己和睦啊。
Lastly, we need to reconcile with ourselves.
刚刚大家讲自己怎么与自己和睦啊。
So you might ask, how am I supposed to reconcile with myself?
第一个，我们要照顾自己的身体呀。
Of course, you need to take care of your own body.
有的人晚上啊很晚才睡觉吧。
Some of us are like to stay up late.
他以为他自己能够做主啊。
Because we think we are in control of our life.
我要几点睡，我就几点睡。
I tell myself what time I want to go to sleep.
整个晚上我不睡觉就不睡觉。
Even if I have to pull all nighter.
这是我的决定。
Because it is my choice.
但他没有想到，这个身体不是只有属于他自己的。
Now we have never thought about this body does not only belong to us.
身体也是属于父母亲的嘞。
Your body belongs to your parent too.
身体也是属于主耶稣的嘞。
Your body belongs to Christ.
所以我们必须照顾自己的身体，要与自己和睦。
That's why by taking care of our body, we have reconciled with ourselves.
不要虐待自己的身体。
Do not abuse it.
圣经说不要贪吃啊。
The Bible says do not have gluttony.
我们现在有这种保费店啊，这个 all you can eat 都害我们了。
Now today if you see everywhere, there are buffet restaurants.
每次去那里哇，吃得很饱啊。
Every time I go, I would eat so full.
这个回来以后就很后悔。
And I come back and regret it.
我一个月之内不去啊。
I will not go for a month.
可是下个月朋友再邀还是再去。
Because what, I go next month.
因此我们要照顾自己的身体。
Therefore we need to take care of our body.
这个身体啊，是我们父母亲的。
This body belongs to our parents.
这是主耶稣的。
Belongs to God.
要自己啊，与自己和睦，先与自己和睦。
So by taking ourselves, we reconcile with ourselves.
我们让基督的平安在我们内心做主吧。
Now we need to allow the peace of God to rule in us.
我们让基督的平安做我们的主人。
We need to allow the peace of God to become our master.
不让别人做我们的主人。
It should not be others.
不要让别人来安排我们行程啊。
Our life should not be dictated by others.
啊，明天到我们家吃饭。
Today others tomorrow invite us to eat.
那一家说啊，后天到我们家吃饭。
And the next day we have another meeting.
一家说好，我们什么时候去做什么事情呢
？And the next day we have other appointments.
啊，你也不好意思拒绝。
Of course we feel neglected.
今天又有事情，明天又有事情。
And our schedules are always so busy.
天天都很忙碌啊。
Every day is all booked up.
忽然要睡觉的时候，你一躺下非常累。
That's why every day before you lie on your bed, you feel exhausted.
我今天到底是做什么？
What have I done today? Why am I so tired?
因为你被别人在安排你的行程啊。
Because your lives are being dictated.
所以你觉得很劳累。
That's why you're always exhausted.
我们做自己啊行程的主人。
Now today we need to become the master of our life.
让基督在我们心里做主。
So Jesus can rule within us.
基督的平安在我们心里做主。
His peace can rule within.
我们要知道自己的局限。
We have to know our limit.And boundaries.
因为我们是人啊。
For we are merely humans.
每一个人都的能力都是到达一个极限。
Regardless how powerful or smart you are, you will always hit a limit.
再上去就没办法。
Above all, there's nothing.
因此我们知道自己的局限。
We have to know your limit.
超过自己的局限呢。
Because the day when you overpass it,
有时候我们达不到会很失望的。
You will feel very, very disappointed.
我们达不到的话就变成失败了。
Now, if you cannot reach it, you feel that you are a failure. And you feel, ashamed.
你就得不到平安呢、啊。
And guess what? You lose your peace.
因此，我们知道自己的局限，自己的限度在哪里。
That's why by knowing our limit and our boundaries.
不然的话，我们会很容易失去平安呢、啊。
Otherwise, it's very easy for us to lose this peace.
那、啊、最后呢？不要批评别人。
Lastly, let's not criticize.
要批评别人啊，当时是觉得很快活啊。
Of course, sometimes criticizing people.
跟朋友在一起聊天。
Sometimes we might just have a normal chat.
批评别人。
Without knowing, we criticize. And we might feel very happy about it. Because the more I talk about it, the more joyful I feel.
可是以后呢，哎，那个电话来了。
So what happens later when you receive the phone call?
哎，你那天怎么说我的坏话啊？
So why are you talking behind my back?
没有啊。
And you reply by saying no, I didn't.
什么没有某某人说的了？
Well, I heard it from someone else.
这分支就是从这里开始的。
And guess what? You have started a division.
所以我们批评别人的话，有时候我们会得到那个箭呐、啊，你射出去，箭会回来射到自己的。
So sometimes criticizing people, it's like you're shooting out an arrow. And guess what? This arrow will come back and hit you.
好像圣经所说的，你自己挖坑啊，你自己挖坑，有时候会自己啊陷在里头啊。
Just like the Bible describes us, if you criticize, it's as if you're digging a hole, and one day you yourself will fall into this pit.
我们也不要跟别人比较。
That's not compared to others.
比不完。
It's never ending.
神给每一个人都是不一样的。
Now today, God has designed us in a very unique way.
这是很自然的。
It's very natural.
这是正常的。
This is normal.
每一个人都不一样。
The difference in others.
不一样才正常的。
That shows you're unique.
假如全世界每一个人都一样。
Now today, if you look around you, everyone is the same.
一样的脸孔。
The same facials.
一样漂亮。
The same beauty.
一样的高度。
The same height.
一样的声音。
Same voice.
那谁也不认识谁啊，连自己的太太、自己的先生都认不得啊。
It's very difficult for you to find your own spouse.
因为每个人都一样啊。
Because everyone looks exactly the same.
那这样不行啊。
How are we supposed to live?
因为神爱我们啊，造每个人都是不一样啊。
For God loves us so much, therefore He designs us all differently.
每个人都是他自己的特点。
Everyone has his own uniqueness.
不用比。
Therefore, there's no reason to compare.
你比别人，别人比你啊。
If you compare, others will compare against you too.
比的话失去平安。
When you compare, you lose your peace.
我们要知足常乐。
Let's learn how to be content.
我们要与神和睦。
Today, if we want to reconcile with God,
要与众人和睦。
We reconcile with men.
要与自己和睦。
Lastly, reconcile with ourselves.
神的平安是在那里，神的应许就是在那里。
God has already promised us that He will give us this peace.
所以耶稣他也说啊。
That's why Jesus once said,
这个社会上，这个世界上，你们会有苦难。
In this world, you will go through hardships and tribulations.
你们一定会有苦难。
It is for sure that we will go through hardships.
但是在我里面，你们或许会有平安呢。
But in me, you will find peace.
耶稣为什么会说或许？
What did God say that perhaps you will find peace?
因为你要去追求啊。
Because it is something you need to pursue.
你老是批评别人。
If you just criticize all the time,
平安啊、
of course you're not going to find peace.
你也不来信耶稣。
You will not come and believe.
耶稣不认识你啊。
Jesus does not know you.
耶稣不是你的好朋友啊。
He is not your best friend.
你在困难的时候他不知道啊。
When you're in trouble, he doesn't know.
说我们要来找耶稣。
That's why we need to come and seek him.
因为他是我们的和睦。
We need to seek for peace.
我们要主动追求与众人和平啊。
We need to take the initiative to make peace with all.
因为神的应许在那里。
For God's promise will always be there.
只要我们肯行动的话。平安就是我们的。
As long as we're willing to move and take action, it will be ours. 神邀请大家来享受
他国的平安。
He invites all of us to come to His kingdom to enjoy.
再唱诗。
Sing him.
193首。
193。
哦，有一天会消失。
That the kingdom we live in on this world one day will perish.
我们读历史的话，就可以很清楚地看得出来。
Now, if you look into the history of mankind, it is something that's occurred over and over.
以前的罗马今天在哪里呢
Now where was that once very strong Roman Empire?
以前的波斯巴比伦今天在哪里呢
Where is the king of Persia and Babylon?
啊，今天的国家不一定会永远存在啊。
Now today the kingdom we live in today will not last forever.
只是今天还存在，明天不一定啊。
It only exists today and tomorrow is still unknown.
还存在啊。
Nobody knows what will happen in 100 years.
但主要神的国度是永存的。
One thing for sure is the kingdom of God will be forever.
神的国度里面就是包含着公义。
From the kingdom of God, you will find righteousness.
神的话是永远是对的。
But His words are always right.
他的真理他是超越时空的。
Because it is the truth and it transpasses against time and space.
做对的事情才有平安。
Today, if you do the right thing, you will have peace.
神的国里面包括着平安。
The kingdom of God also has peace in it.
这是神的应许。
This is His promise.
他要求我们来享受他的平安。
Today He has invited all of us to come and partake this peace.
晚上就是一个很好的时候。
Today and tonight is your wonderful opportunity.
或许我们最近碰到很多困难。
Perhaps recently you have found many hardships in your life.
家庭的困难。
Problems in your family.
个人财务的困难。
Financial problem difficulties.
人际之间关系的困难。
Problem between your interpersonal relationships.
夫妻关系的困难。
Problem between spouses.
子女问题的困难。
Problems among your child.
工作上班的困难
You might not be smooth at work
或许很多困难、啊、打扰着我们
Perhaps the hardships and problems around our lives
我们不知道怎么办
We don't know what to do
或许我们失去平安了、啊、
You have lost your peace.
但是晚上就是重新得到平安的时候。
But tonight is the time and place where we regain this peace.
只要我们很谦卑地来到神的面前。
As long as we can come before His presence with total humility.
他保证要让我们得到平安。
He guarantee you that you will get away with peace.
神的应许是千年不变的。
His promise will never fail.
从有人类历史以来，神没有骗过我们。
Since the beginning of mankind, God's promise has never failed.
几千年来都是一样。
A few thousand years, it's still the same.
今天晚上更是这样子。
Tonight will be no different.
所以我们要透过祷告来得到平安。
So through prayer, we shall obtain this peace.
有人在灵里得到平安。
Because we have to retain in the spirit.
这个平安是没有办法，人类没有办法夺去的。
Now this peace is something that no one can take away from you.
但是可以追求得到。
But something you can pursue.
我们先祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们要让跪下祷告。
When we pray, we kneel down.
表示我们谦卑啊。
Because we want to show how sincere we are and humble. We talked about earlier, you must show humility. And the same principle applies to God. We are very weak and very minute. That's why we show God how humble we are by kneeling down. Close your eyes. We close your hands to show how concentrated we are.
我们第一句话呢，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We begin our prayer by saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray."
我们信耶稣，做什么事情都是奉他的名。
Because we believe in Him, everything we do, we say in and do in His name.
然后我们中间，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚。
Then we follow by saying, "Hallelujah, praise His name repeatedly."
我们就赞美他就可以。
Then all you have to do is praise Him.
我们可以跟神呢求，让我们能够有体验。
Feel free to ask Him to say, "Lord, please let me experience You."
耶稣啊，今天晚上我就需要你啊。
Oh Lord, tonight I need You to come into my life.
我很多困难不能够自己解决。
Now I have so many troubles in my life, I don't know what to do.
求耶稣怜悯我。
Oh Lord, please have mercy on me.
我就要需要平安。
I need this peace.
主啊，你赏赐给我。
Oh Lord, please give it to me.
神很乐意的帮助我们。
God is very willing to help.
晚上就是时候了。
Tonight is the time.
我们请。需要接受按手帮助祷告的到前面来。
We'd like to invite all the friends whoever needs laying hands.
我们按照刚才所提的来祷告。
We'll pray accordingly.
啊，一起祷告。
Kneel down and pray.